demonstration. This is a demonstration of probably the only difficult piece of auditing which you will have to do on running these implants and so forth. And it is a demonstration purely of dating and blocking out the first incident, the first engram. Well, you're back to 1950, but we know so much more about running engrams today than we ever did then, that actually if you get a few very stable data, why, you will be all right. This is not a demonstration in engram running. This is a demonstration in blocking out the early items and exploration of the track immediately preceding first implant. Okay. Now, your chair's fine. Mm-hmm. All right, we audit in this room?
Yes.
Very good. And give me a can squeeze. All right, bang, that's fine. Now what I'm going to do here is just try to block out the early part of this track if I can. Nothing very tense.
Right.
All right. All right, with you, if I begin this session now.
Yes.
Okay. Start of session. Has the session started for you?
Yes.
Very good. What goals would you like to set for this session?
Oh, to block out the early part of the track.
All right.
Get the date and work well.
Okay. Very good. Successfully completed the handling of the first GPM.
Yes.
And I think that's very well. As you realize, there's undoubtedly data ahead of this.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if we can find it, huh?
Got it.
All right. Now, the beautiful part about this is you don't have to do very much regression and all that sort of thing because it's right there. Now that's not an instructive note, I mean, as far as you're mm-hmm. concerned. Now, we're going to look for the point of capture. And we're simply going to date from the beginning of the goal to forget, which you have already run. That's the top of the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the stairs, the best to be aware. Right. I don't know if you had any Visio on it or not, but that will register. It's from the top up term of the goal to forget. That's
right.
Where we're dating from. We're just going earlier than that.
Right.
And that we're taking as zero.
Right.
And I want to know now if your first contact with these people that did the implanting was on the order of years earlier. All right, was it on the order of months earlier? All right, apparently on the orders of years earlier. All right, now is it tens of years earlier? Tens of years earlier? Would it be on the order of hundreds of years earlier than this top-up term of the goal again? Hundreds of years earlier? Tens of years earlier? Just single years earlier? I get a little more reaction on that. Now, is it more than 5 years earlier? Less than 5 years earlier. I'm getting a read. What do you think?
Okay, I'm getting six comes up.
Six. Is it 6 years earlier? All right, we're getting a little more fall on that. 6 years earlier? All right. Now, let's be a little more specific here. Apparently, we're running into a little more mud than I care to have here. Let's find the capture.
Right.
Let's date the capture. Now, this is the first series. Did you have two series? Two series? One series? Just one. You only had one.
Thank you.
Huh? Is that right?
Well, I believe Van found there were four.
Four? Were there four series? Four times you went back through that? Well, I get a fall on that. You go back through that four times? Three times? Two times? One time. One time? Two times? Three times? Four times? This is very equivocal here. She said found that there were four.
Hmm.
Right. Four complete tours through this.
Yes.
Four complete tours. Huh? Four complete tours. Or four complete engrams. I mean, four complete GPMs. Four complete tours. All right. Let me verify that figure. Were there five complete tours? Six complete tours? Seven complete tours? Eight? More than eight? Less than eight? Less than eight. More than five? Less than five? Less than five times through? All right, less than five times through. More than four times through? Less than four times through? Less than four times through? More than four times through? Four times through. Is it four times? Apparently, there's some verification on this. This is pretty muddy.
I'm in a pain here.
All right, very good. Very good. Seems there's sure more than once, anyway.
All right.
All right. Now, we're referring to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The first time the bank you just run. And we've got a point of capture there someplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
A point of capture? A point of capture? Yes. Now, is this point of capture months before? Months before the first goal? Years before the first goal? Months before the first goal? Weeks before the first goal? Days before the first goal? Days before the first goal.
Getting a feeling of being pinioned with the arms.
Aye.
The arms are quite.
Very good, all right. This is days before the first goal. All right. We've got that to that reacted. All right, was it 5 days before? More than 5 days before? Less than 5 days before? Was it more than 5 days before the first implant? Was this capture more than 5 days before the first implant? Less than 5 days before the first implant? More than 5 days? Less, was it 5 days?
Mm. Sorry, I meant to tell you.
All right, very good. 5 days before. All right, very good. That's fine. 5 days before. All right. That's a speedy one. All right. Now we've got that point. Have you got any impression of what might have happened there 5 days before?
Well, something to do with my arms. I was pinioned somehow. With my arms, silent, very shaky. Don't get anything else. Suffocation. Got a feeling of being, I don't think it is, but the nearest I can get to is a sack thrown over my head and pinioned. Otherwise.
All right.
But it's more of a. It's not a sack, it's more of a. It's balloon fabric.
Oh, yes.
Silver balloon fabric stuff.
Right.
Over my head and my arms are pinioned. I keep getting this arms business.
All right. Now, just 2 minutes before that, where were you standing?
I was going to say on a mountain.
All right, good. Go ahead and say it.
On a mountain.
All right. That's got a little bit of a fall, right? Okay, and what happened?
Pains across my shoulders. I'm sorry, I've lost where I'm supposed to be.
All right. Let's go to 7 days before the capture. 7 days before the capture.
Tenseness went off.
Yes. You have any somatics, sir?
No, there's a sort of relief. I seem to have lost somatics. There's a slight suggestion of somatic in the back again now.
Oh, there is a slight suggestion in the back. All right, very good, I got that. Now, let's just move back a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back a year before the first implant was captured. A year before the first op-term. A year before the first op-term.
Now I've got a picture that I've had before. It's never been run. It's come up in auditing. And it again is in a mountainous country. And it seems to be in, what do you call it? It's not exactly a valley. It's a hollow in the mountains. And there's the mountain towers up behind me. But there are high hills or rocks in front.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a woman there.
Oh, all right, all right. You've seen this before?
Hmm.
Well, good enough. Anything else you notice about that?
Now, the woman seems to be my boss for some reason or other.
Oh, yeah.
And she's wearing the sort of clothing that is not more Grecian type, dark haired, young, attractive, powerful.
All right, very good. Now you're somatic. Do you have any electronic somatics at all?
No electronic.
A year before. You should have been. How's that one that you just? That's gone at this point?
No, I've got something across the tightness across the stomach now.
All right, very good. That's all we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go 2 years before the top op term. 2 years
that
before.
That turns on the shoulder, across the shoulders immediately.
All right. And what do you see there 2 years?
Don't really see it, but I seem to know there's a chariot type of thing. It's the wheels particularly, like the wheels of a gun carriage. Okay, that's all I can tell you.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. That's all fine. Now, let's take it 3 years now. 3 years before this top op term. 3 years before this top op term. Now, what can you tell me here?
Same scene, same area. Not the same scene, the same area, it seems. Old man. Not sure whether it's me or not.
Mm-hmm.
But rather unkempt. And not primitively dressed.
Right.
Could be Father Time or something.
Oh, yes, all right. Okay.
I don't know what's amusing about it. I don't want to laugh.
All right. Now, is that all of that?
Yes.
All right, good. Do you have a somatic then?
No.
No, I inspect that very closely there.
All I've got is the feeling of brightness above my eyes. In front, a bright light. Brightness above my eyes. It's
find a point there. Let's go to 5 years before the top-off term. 5 years.
Don't get a thing.
Well, it's
just black. Just black. Not exactly black, I would say hazy.
All right, very good.
Misty.
Very good. Now, let's take it to 10 years before that top-off term. 10 years before the top-off term now.
Now, all I get now is a quivering in the eyelids. The eyelids seem to be quivering.
All right, very good. Now let's take it 1 century, 100 years before the first top-off term.
I'm out in space. Doing nothing. Feeling about just out in space, and there's planets around and so on. Nothing very distinct, but that's the...
All right, you have a somatic there, to leave nothing in space.
No. When you ask me if I get it, I'm not aware of a somatic until you ask me.
Right.
Then I seem to get this across the shoulders again. It's not nothing very bad, but I'm just aware, particularly just right across the shoulder there.
All right. That's okay. That's just what I'm looking for.
Okay.
All right. Is that present in the 100-year earlier?
No, it's... Now... I'm getting more as if I'm, you're asking about electronics, I'm getting more as if I'm being electric shocked, you know, I could easily turn on this shaking of the body.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, at 100 years, there you do have an electronic sensation.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Very good, let's take it to...
Now they're getting somatic down there as well.
All right, we'll find this.
Mm-hmm.
200 years before the top-off term. 200 years before the top-off term. Of the first implant. 200 years. What do you
know? I was just aware of the somatic now across the shoulders without you asking me for it. There's nothing at all. Blank.
All right, that's fine. What have you got there?
Well, it's just that I've got this... this is in where I am.
Mm-hmm.
This terrible feeling of puzzlement, of bewilderment.
Yes.
That's present.
All right.
Can't make it out.
All right, let's go 300 years before the top-off term. 300 years. What do you think?
Not puzzled.
Right.
Seem to be in... It's as if I've been blinded with light. And it's like the afterglow of when one's been blinded by light. If you get a bright light flashed in your eyes and you shut them, you can still see a bright glow, or at least I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is the feeling I'm getting here, and now it's just darkened off slightly.
All right. That's excellent. Do you have anything more about 300-year point there?
No.
All right, let's go to 400 years. 400 years before the top-off term, what do we mind?
Feeling of going back, feeling of my eyelids being vibrating again, and sort of, they're not actually halos, but something going away from me in the form like dwindling halos and gradually going away. Dark. It's like it's purple. Various colours and so on. Auras people have.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. Not very distinct.
All right, do you have any somatic there?
No somatic there.
No somatic?
No.
Do you see these electronic
yes.
things departing?
Mm-hmm, yes.
All right, very good. Very good. Are you making any guesses here of what this might be in relationship to what?
Well, the guess is that I have a feeling that I've just come out of a body or something. And I'm a bit amused by it all. I'm a bit lost. It's an area, I would say, of unconsciousness, if anything. Or rather, being... Conscious unconsciousness is the best way I can describe it. As if one was aware when one was unconscious, this is what one would be aware of.
Oh, I see.
Like this double dutch, maybe. But it's so shadowy and vague, you see. But there's nothing to look at, nothing to do, no sensation, nothing to feel. But yet one is aware
mm-hmm.
of this, do you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
All right, very good. Now, let's take a jump back there to 1,000 years before the first implant.
Can't see it, but got bicycle. I'm trying to see a picture of a machine with bicycle wheels, but they would be wheels on a aeroplane or something of that nature. Yes, I can see. This is like one of these acrobats bicycles, you know, where they ride very high.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chain, but I'm trying to give the length of spindle between the wheel. It seems to be on a prop and holding something up. It could be a spacecraft or an aeroplane of some sort.
All right.
Very big, very, very big.
Mm-hmm.
These bicycle wheels are, I called them, about half the size of a man, but they look very small in relationship to this whole thing. It's like a plane appears to be pitched like the Dakotas, that, you know, pitch up a lot, and they've got the tail comes down rather low, and the front is propped up. I can't see the rear of it, though.
All right. Very good. What's your relationship to this plane? Who are you?
I'm a mechanic.
All right. All right. Jerry Snags.
When you asked me at that point, I got a pain in the back of the neck.
All right.
Different to where I've had it for it higher up, right in the nape of there.
All right. This military craft, can you tell?
I should think so. Could be transport, could be commercial transport, but military seems to fit in very well.
Okay.
Yes, it's military. It's the, I don't know why I know this, but it's the colour of military stuff. It's greyish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. Now we're getting some pain dirt. You've got pain in the back of your neck there, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's take a crack at this at 2,000 years before the first implant.
Somatic in the right ear immediately.
All right.
I'm in the air now. This is air, and there seem to be... I can't locate... I've got a view of craft in the air, and they're shaped like delta craft. That's right. Delta craft. They're a long way away. Plane I'm in, is it in part of this formation? I'm having trouble with my eyes. I can't see. I want to screw up. Schematics around the eyes. Starting to have difficulty in seeing here. I ought to be able to see and can't, is what I get. And I'm sort of trying hard to see or find out something. But I got this, I'm forward in a plane. And over on the, I don't know, on the right.
Yes.
There's this other delta-like plane. It's a long way away. Don't see why I'm so worried about it. That's all I've got there.
All right, fine. Take it half an hour later.
Still watching that plane.
All right. And take it 2 hours earlier than you first squinted your eyes at it there.
We pointed at the sun. Sun's blinding us.
Oh, I see.
We've been outmaneuvered. Outmaneuvered and, I don't know what, and somehow we got directed into the sun, and this is into a sun or the sun, and it's got us confused. No, the other plane isn't there.
That's fine. Okay. Do you have any electronic sensations as you go into the sun then?
No. Just this feeling of bright light in the eyes.
Right. Otherwise, no electronic sensations.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Now, we found a point here where we have no electronic sensations. Okay?
Right.
Now move forward toward present time to the first heavy electronic sensation. From that point, there we go. Good. Good. Now what? Now move just before that was received.
I was unconscious.
All right. Okay, now is this, I'm going to date this earlier than the implant, okay?
Right.
Is this on the order, is this more than 1,000 years before the implant began? Yes. Is it greater than 1,500 years before the implant began? Yes. Is it greater than 1,800 years? Yes. Is it 2,000 years? No. Is it greater than 1,900 years? For the implant, yes. 1954 years? Is that what you got? All right, that's it. That's 1,954 years before implant. Okay? Very good. Now, go to about 1,955 years before the implant. Got that? Now what you doing? There, you got it.
I've got a pain in my head. It's right on the crown of my head. It goes all like a shape of a skull cap.
Mm-hmm.
Pain, type of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Something's trying to show up. It's... Well, it's like the end of a sparkler. You know those fireworks we have, sparklers? I can just sense that there.
Let's take it in 1955 and a half years before the implant. 1955 and a half years. Anything going on there?
Amy.
Oh, wow. That
jerk in the... Just a... I want to jerk my head.
All right.
Trying to work out. I feel I'm doing it. It's. I'm watching something. Something that is taking my attention, and I. Yes, it's, I'm watching something moving across the horizon or something.
That's it. All right. Fine. Now,
Getting rather hot.
All right, let's move back to the first moment you are aware that there is something to look for at 1955.
Well, this seems to be an old story of mine, but it's come up again very strong that I've been blinded and I can't see.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Let's move to 1957 years before the implant.
Getting hotter.
That's it. Any visio there?
Something's trying to peek through. With this sparkling thing again. Getting some mattocks across me, bottom of my shoulder blades.
Alright.
And this that I'm looking at is it's about an inch long and is glowing, white hot. And seems to have got rid of something, I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
And has little sparks, rays coming off it, not very big, quite geometrically arranged, but they're not. They're not stationary, do you see? They're coming off. It's like you'd see the field of magnetism or something like that.
Right, all right.
I've got this pain across the chest.
Very good. Now, let me check this up, make sure my exact time here. This is 1957 years before the top-off term of the first implant. 1958, 1959, 1960. 1954, 1955, 1955 and a half years. That's really right where you're supposed to be.
Good.
All right. 1955 and a half years. All right. That's a very important date. 55 and a half years. All right. Now, let's move back to 1956 years before the top-off term.
I'm just being messed up. I've got a head somatic now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got this halo's going away again.
Right.
And somebody's out to confuse me, mister.
Yes, sir. All right.
And What they've done is they've got me in something and I can't see out, and I'm being moved around and I can't do anything about it, and I just moved around, there's nothing to look at, and it's pretty, we get fed up with this. Nothing to do, nothing to, nobody to speak to, nothing to say, nothing to look at. Feeling, getting pains though, give you that to make sure you know you're there. And flushed feeling in my face. But I haven't got a face. But I've got a flushed feeling in what?
All right. Very good. Now, let's move to 1956 years before the top-up term of the first implant.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
All right. Move to 1956 years before the top-up term of the first implant.
Now I'm getting the impression of a capsule. It doesn't seem to be very big. It seems to be the size, I don't know if you know the sweet we call a licorice comfit, but it's about an inch long. And it's got it's got a base. It's more like an acorn base to it, but it's longer, you see. So that's like the licorice comfit. And it's got this base to it, like an acorn has before it comes off the tree, and then we make little pipes out of them. And it's seems to be upside down. It's at that angle. And yes, it's glowing. It's a milky colour, but the base of it is a darker colour. It's not glowing there.
All right.
Now, they're fooling me again with this, or somebody is, because it's changed its colour. Goes red. And I'm getting the feeling of a flashing feeling, as if it's my eyelids are going on over. I'm getting this flashing feeling as if it's like the light coming out of a movie camera that hasn't, a movie projector that hasn't got a film in it.
Oh, all right.
Didn't like that.
Now, obviously here something has happened between 2,000 years and 1956 years, or something in this 44-year period. Do you have any inkling of that? Not a good question, but I mean, just offhand. Tell me anything.
Well, I'm a little bit... I've had my time mucked up here. Could you just tell me where I'm supposed to be there?
All right,
then?
That's fine. I'll put you right there. Let's move to 1958 years before the top-up term of the first implant.
Well, now I'm getting some idea of some scenery. Well, the land of milk and honey is what I want to say, and that's not a suggestion, because it's not been suggested to me. It's that sort of land. It's very light and milk creamy, and this damn capsule thing's mixed up in this picture somewhere. This is rock formation, but it's rather beautiful. It's more like opal colour, a pale opal colour, and it looks as good a quality. And it's almost dazzling. But very attractive, very, very beautiful. This is a scene from somewhere. This is what you see, and oh well, this is something I know. This is something like an aerodrome.
Oh yes.
And this, I think it was a case of perspective with this acorn thing. This is some form. I've never seen anything the likes of this. This acorn thing or capsule thing is some form of spacecraft or something, and this place I'm in is like I've got my back looking out back to this, but I imagine it's a rather an enormous pillared terrace to this aerodrome, and this thing is stuck out over on the right there.
All right, let's move back 1958 years before the top up turn, plus 3 hours. 1958 years.
Now I'm inside. Get the impression of. They don't make aerodromes like this, very silly. They're black marble. They must have a lot of this material to use up, you see. I mean, we have to. Oh dear, it seems out of place. It's all. There's nobody there though. It's an empty hall. More recently, I've seen. Empire State Building decor.
Oh, yeah.
And all very lush, but no. Very aesthetic, I think, is the word, but no utility purpose to it, and yet it must be. It seems to be counters, but they're not counters. You know what I mean? You know, table counters. And black and so on. It's lit by either indirect lighting or a sort of phosphorus glow, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's lit through the walls or something, or the counters there. It's getting a bit hazy now.
All right, that's fine. Did you invalidate something there? You suppress something?
I did. I was going to say it was lit through the floor, and that would have made me a liar because I'd said earlier it was a black floor. And so, yes, all right. Now, I was trying to get an explanation of that, and then it went.
All right, do you have a somatic there as you're looking at that?
No.
Boy, now we're getting somewhere. All right, now move to, it's going to be a little bit forward here, move to 1958 years, 2 hours.
Well, I seem to be sitting in the porch of this place, pillows round me, looking out across a very vast expanse, nothing there though.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is deserted. I'm the only person around here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the feeling that, all right, everybody else has died, and this is all mine now. And so what? I mean, it's no good to you.
Oh, I see.
And I'm just sitting here, I'm a bit disconsolate about it all. I'm using a lot of words I don't usually use, by the way. Disconsolate isn't a word I normally use.
All right. Very good. Now, we're going to move forward from that point there. 1 hour.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Still sitting there, man.
Still sitting there?
Yes.
Okay.
There's nothing to do.
1958 years and 1/2 hour from the top up turn.
Well, want to say there's an explosion, and I think that's silly to say that, but I don't get any impression of it.
You get an impression of it. Now, what's the exact moment of that explosion there? Has it just happened, or? Is it happening?
I can tell you, how would I know that? It was just about to happen when I said I got the impression of the explosion. Oh, the explosion is some way away. And when you said that, I was aware of the explosion, but it hadn't reached me. Do you see what I mean? Like blast or something.
That's it. You got that point there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, move to 1958 years and 1/2 hour. That's where you are, is that right?
Right.
I'll move to 1958 years and 1 hour before the 12-month time.
I'm still sitting there.
All right, there's nothing happened there.
No.
Right?
No.
Okay, what's visible from where you are there?
Well, I was just sitting in this porch, and there's pillars around me, and I'm just sitting there, mind my own business, do no harm to anybody, I assure you. And looking out over this, what could be an enormous aerodrome, enormous. There's practically, perfectly smooth land, hardly any inundations in it at all, and it just goes, there's a mist. There's a limitation on how far you can see, so I can't see any horizon or limit. It goes off into mist. There's something hidden there.
All right, very good. Now, let's call the moment you're sitting there on the porch, just that moment on the porch, okay?
Right, yes.
All right. Now, rapidly move through the next 6 hours.
Well, very quickly I got the impression of a crash wallop, and I'm tied up. I've got this feeling of my arms being pinioned again. I'm tied up.
All right. Now, just let me check something here. At that moment that you have there now,
yeah.
Has this ever happened before?
Not that I know of.
No, let me check it once more here. Has it ever happened before? No, it's dead. All right, that's fine. Now, return to that moment on the porch.
Yes.
All right, very good. Now, this is just for scouting purposes. I want you to rapidly scan through the next 3 days. Just go ahead now. Rapidly scan through the next 3 days and tell me where you are.
Somatic in the chest, or rather lower down there. Darkness. Can't see. Well, I'm unconscious. There's been there's this tying up business somehow or other. I can't get that.
Right, okay.
I get the feeling of being tied up. Mm-hmm. And just realised what. Just had a little cognition on unconsciousness here that this is running. I know I'm running a period of unconsciousness, but yet I'm aware. Do you follow me?
All right.
This
All
is
right.
A quite a look for me.
All right.
But I, in those 3 days, I'm unconscious.
All right.
There's nothing going on, and there's nothing to see. I'm bottled up.
All right.
Or, you know, that's all I can tell you.
All right, thank you. Now move back to that moment on the porch.
Right, that's fine.
All right, you got that now?
Yes.
All right. Now,
I've got something extra there now.
What do you got?
It's some funny machinery, is it? There's a big plane out on this aerodrome. It is an aerodrome. Only it's got four fuselages.
Mm-hmm.
Four, and they're not, it's like, I don't know what the propulsion is, like jets, but they're, it's in the shape of that delta I was telling you, and these four enormous fuselages, one, two on each from the centre, and they sort of raked back. But that's out there.
All right. Okay. Now, just move rapidly through the next 2 hours.
Well, I'm backing off something here. There's an explosion or something happens out there. The plane is there, and something happens out there, and it's an explosion of some sort.
Right.
Which... And it's a pretty big bang, man. Pretty big explosion. I get in the feeling now of stuff going up in the air. A real shower of this stuff coming up. I was going to say, I don't know, I got hit on the head with that. Yes. I got on the hit on the head with something. It was shrapnel, I think. It's what we would call shrapnel.
Yes.
Bloody funny, you know, the other day I hit my head in precisely the same spot. Sorry, I flipped out for a minute.
No, that's perfectly all right. Move back to that moment on the porch.
Right.
Got that now?
Yes.
All right, very good. How you doing there?
That's all right.
All fine. Now, move forward to the first thought that is launched into this. Is there a thought launched into this someplace? Anybody say anything?
You can't see.
Oh, is that so? All right. Now, let's move forward to the moment when that thought is launched there. Where's that thought coming from?
Well, you ask me, I'll tell you. It's come from a business, this... from this explosion stuff.
Interesting, isn't it?
This whack on the head is a thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you say, what
a flash of light, brilliant flash of light.
Now what did you say the thought was?
You can't see.
That's right. Now is there a contradictory thought to that?
There's a flash of bright light. I can see a bright light.
Oh, I see. All right, very good. Is there any other contradictory thought there?
This isn't true.
All right.
You don't know what you're doing.
All right.
You can't think.
Contradictory thoughts to those?
You know. It's a vicious one, that one.
All right.
You don't know where you are. You know where you are. I'll get you. I get suggested you're free to do as you choose.
Yes. Yes, all right. Any other thoughts you can pick up there, just go ahead and give them to me.
Waste not, want not.
All right.
Be careful. Be very careful. Yeah. Well, it's have a go.
Oh, yes.
Which, I don't know, it's contrary to be careful, you know, be careful, or come and have a go, you know. Bright lights and darkness. Don't believe it. It's true. There's something around here I can't get. Well, there's something around here I can't get. You've got it there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there. No, it's there. It is.
All right.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Any contradictory thought to it, anyway?
I thought that can't seem to contradict the one I gave you before.
Oh, yes. All right.
Getting a bit of smell. I'm feeling easier and lighter. Wherever itching on my neck.
All right.
I don't get any other thoughts at all now.
All right, that's all right, that's fine. Move back to that moment on the porch.
Right.
All right, how's that now?
Well, we've got the aeroplane there.
Right.
That's fine.
All right. Is it all right with you to move a couple of days earlier than this?
Yeah.
All right, move a couple of days earlier.
Well, we're inside this building with its marble and so on, and its counters. I think there are some people around. This seems like a very busy. Wait a minute. I'm getting a long tunnel showing up. And it's shaped with arches that come up like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes a long way. I don't think there's nothing significant about it at all. It's just the architecture of the place. Probably runs round. It's a passageway around the perimeter of this building. Goes on here. It just seems like an air terminal. Very lush.
Mm. What are you in this place?
I was going to say a janitor.
All right, good.
Janitor gives it a very good word for it, yes. Look after the place, keep it clean, or part of it or something.
All right, fine. All right. Is that perfectly comfortable where you are there?
Yeah.
Is it all right if we park it there for the moment?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to say about your identity or the whereabouts of this or anything?
Well, I don't think I really am a janitor.
All right.
This... I don't belong here, really. I'm an interloper of some sort. I mean, it could be a spy or something of that nature, but I wouldn't swear to that. But it's that sort of thing. I don't really belong here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strange to me. And it's like, yet I'm spying out the land, I want to say. But it's, you know, It's not really... I don't really belong to me. I may be wearing janitor stuff or got the appearance of a janitor, but that's perhaps an easy thing to do.
All right. Very good. Now, this seems to be very good. Now, move forward to present time, okay?
Right.
All right. How are you doing?
Fine.
Very good. I think we have something resembling our basic incident here.
Thank you.
What do you think about it?
Well, it's all very confusing.
Yes, it's good.
Very confusing.
Let me give the exact start of the blast. We got an orientation there. That's good. I'm glad for that. All right. How do you feel about it?
I'll feel fine.
All right. Very good. Now, it's all right with you if we end the body of the session there?
Yes.
Very good. End the body of the session. Have you made any part of your goals for this session?
Well, I've worked hard.
All right.
I think we've done all we set out to do, haven't we?
Get the date?
Yes.
Yes. Lock up the early part of the track.
Yes.
All right, that's fine. Any gains you care to mention?
Well, I've certainly experienced going back a long way. I was certainly experiencing that.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's very, very interesting experience, and so on.
Very good. Anything else you care to say there?
No, I think that's it for
me. All right. Let's squeeze those cans. Ooh! Squeeze the cans again. Oh, man. That's wow. Let's see, what was it? Touch that?
Yeah.
Touch that. All right, so I think you probably run a little bit of having. Okay, but the can stop. All right. Touch that corner. Thank you. Touch the top of the microphone. Thank you. Touch the top of that can. Thank you. Touch the cord. All right. Good enough. Touch your tie. Thank you. Touch that corner. Thank you. Touch the back of the evening. All right. Pick up the cans. All right. Squeeze the can. That's improving, but we've got to go on a bit further. Okay? Put it down, please. Touch the base of the microphone. All right, touch your watch. All right, touch that chain. All right, touch the top of your pocket. All right. Touch these two upper points of your lapels. Thank you. Touch that corner. All right, touch that corner of the table. All right, touch two cans simultaneously. Thank you. Now, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
Is there anything you haven't told me that you care to tell me?
No. Sometimes wonder whether I was dubbing in and was fighting against dubbing in while I was doing
all
it.
All right.
But I don't think I was.
All right. Good. All right, touch that shoulder. Thank you. Touch the top of the table here. All right. Pick up the cans. Let's see if we're winning here. Yes, we're winning nicely. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. And one little bit more, and we'll be able to do it. Put the cans down. All right. Touch that sleeve. All right.
right, thank you. Touch that sleeve.
All right.
Thank you. All right, touch the button of your jacket. All right. Touch the knot of your tie.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Touch the lapels of your collar. Thank you. Touch your two ears. All right, thank you. With your right hand, touch your left hand. Thank you. With your left hand, touch your right hand. Thank you. All right, touch the table. Okay, pick up the cans. Squeeze the cans. That's all. That's it. That was the last command.
Good.
Very good. Now, is there anything that you would care to ask or say before I end this session?
Well, just thank you for the session. I've enjoyed it.
All right. Are you fine with this session now?
Yes.
Okay. End of session.
Thank you. Thank you very much.